NBA player got blood clots from COVID vaccine that ends his season, and the NBA told him to shut up and not play and not tell anybody. So Brandon Goodwin said, I got sick and I never recovered from it. I would always have back pain. I was super tired in the games. I was so tired. I felt like I couldn't walk up and down the court. That's when I found out I had blood clots all within the span of a month. And he said, I was fine until I got the COVID vaccine. I was fine. People are trying to tell you, no, it's not the vaccine. How do you know? I know it was the vaccine 1,000%. And they told him, you better shut up. And now he's been benched. That's why Kyrie Irving, and I'm going to play a bit from his Instagram account. Jason Whitlock thinks Kyrie Irving is this generation's Muhammad Ali. And I agree with Whitlock. Take a listen and think for yourself.
I'm always going to stay true to me. And that's me. You know,
this is Kyrie Irving on his Instagram live feed, I believe last night.
This is my life. I get to do whatever I want with this. This is one body that I get here. One God body that I get here. And you telling me what to do with my body, and it has nothing to do with the organization. I'm going to put that out there. It has nothing to do with the Nets. It has nothing to do with my teammates. This has everything to do with what's going on in our world. And I'm being grouped in to something that's bigger than just the game of basketball. And, you know, you got that fandom, you know, which is like a religion to people out here. Basketball is like a religion. Entertainment is like a religion to people. They like get so caught up emotionally. It's just like, yo, effing get vaccinated or just leave. You know, we angry at what you're doing, man. And it's just like, nah, that's like, what are you talking about? I'm a human being. I have emotions. I have feelings. I have thoughts, things that I keep to myself, things that I share. But I'm staying grounded in what I believe in. It's just as simple as that. It's not.
And this, I know. Oh, Kyrie Irving, basketball, who cares? Blah, 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 blah. Guys, he just said it. This is why it's important. The amount of people, and you and I don't think it's a good thing, who look at sports as a religion, who follow these people. And I made the argument when Kanye West came out, and everybody thought I was stupid for saying stuff like that. No. It's unfortunate that these people have the amount of influence that they have. But Kyrie, and I don't like him, believe me, I don't like him, is on a live stream telling you, I've got people in my ear telling me, shut up and take the jab. And I don't want to do it because it's my body and I have the ability to control what I do. And there are people that are close to Kyrie told The Atlantic he's doing this because of the Southwest airline pilots, because of the people that you and I know that are being forced out of their job, that have no recourse, that don't make $28 million a year for playing basketball. What about, and the thing is, when Muhammad Ali said he wasn't going to go to Vietnam, you had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jim Brown and all these other guys come out and say, listen, he should have the right not to go to Vietnam. It's his First Amendment right. You notice how nobody is standing with Kyrie. He's been banned from his team. He can't go play. He can't go to the facility. He can't go to anything right now. Where's LeBron? Where's Colin Kaepernick? Where are all these guys that couldn't shut up about Black Lives Matter 12 months ago? And don't get it twisted. Kyrie has been on some crazy stuff before. When Jacob Blake got shot and they stopped some games, Kyrie actually said, listen, let's just not play. That's the only way we're going to get change. So we got a little bit more.
About being anti-vax. Or about being, you know, on one side or the other. Like, it's just really about being true to what feels good for me. You know, I'm still uncertain about a lot of things. And that's okay. You know, if I'm going to be demonized for having more questions and taking my time to make a decision with my life, then that's just what it is.
And I know, I get it. And you guys are completely right in the chat room. That idolatry of sports It's terrible. I acknowledge that. But I also am saying it's a watershed moment. We can't, because we don't like it, right? We don't like it. I get it. I don't like it either. We don't like where it's coming from. We should not demonize the message. We should not downplay the significance. We would be doing ourselves a disservice by downplaying the significance just because we don't like the source. We have to take that moment and understand that Kyrie Irving is speaking up for the black community at this point. He is giving a voice. I don't like him, but he is giving a voice to the voiceless. The man is risking financial ruin. He might have to walk away from this. And if there's anybody that could do it, it's probably Kyrie Irving.
You know, like, that's something I got to sit in. You know, I know the consequences of the decisions I make with my life. You know, I'm not here to sugarcoat any of that. But if we really going to be real, like, it's crazy times we're in. It's crazy times. Like, how many people are really thinking with a balanced view? You know, how many people are really thinking about the future of what's going on? It's crazy times we're in. We just came out of one of the craziest pandemics of all time, and you tell me.
Yeah, I get it. He's not the brightest bulb in the drawer, but hey, wherever the light comes from.
I mean, to think rationally. How many people are really thinking rationally? I'm not the focus here. You know what I mean? I got on here to really show that, like, I'm real enough to stand up when I feel like I'm being put in a effed up position. You know, like, I'm not even that. I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't committed a crime. I'm not out here acting.
And it's long. There's a lot more of that. That's a lot of what's going on. He's facing the loss of a lot of money just to say, listen, it's okay if I think. And I get it. A lot, you know, whatever. But he's speaking up for a lot of people. And then you have people in the chat room. You're right. We're looking. How many people will be emboldened? All it takes is one person to stand up, right? And a person of influence. And I get it. I understand it's not the right place to have him be a person of influence. But he is. And he's the one saying, you got to think for yourself. You got to, don't be pressured. You think he's not getting pressured? You know he is. But you have him standing up, and hopefully there are other people. I know some people are putting in the chat room talking about the Southwest Pilots, the president of the Southwest Western Pilots Union or Pilots Association. You know, they're willing to step up too. And it has to be done. This has to happen. People got to get uncomfortable. And it's one of these issues that I have a bad feeling that a lot of people are just going to write Kyrie off because he's a nut job. They're going to write him off because he's this or that or any of these other kinds of things. There's a lot of people that'll listen. I mean, you had Michael Jordan come out and say, go get the vax. Think about that. Michael Jordan, who used to be famous for Republicans buy sneakers too. That was his big thing. Republicans buy sneakers. Not anymore. Air Jordan is air vaccine, baby. He's all about it. And you got idiots like Stephen A. Smith, which I know I repeat myself, yelling about this. Let's see if we can get this audio here. Can we get this audio here?
Lost a family member.
All right. So this audio here is between Stephen A. Smith and a colleague, Jay Williams, talking about Kyrie Irving.
People.
I'm with you guys and all this. I've lost a family member. I've had COVID twice.
Now, this is Jay Williams, who's probably double vaxxed. But listen to what he has to say.
I get it. I just want to be careful when we start going down this road that we're going to act like Kyrie Irving being vaccinated or not being vaccinated is going to change the minds of millions of people.
Listen to this. ESPN was all in on the jab. So Kyrie Irving taking this stance is forcing the conversation on the whack job network that is ESPN. Do you see? Yeah, I know. He got COVID twice and he's double vaccinated. It just shows you. It's forcing the conversation to places it wasn't before.
Like, we start going down this road where we start. I know, but I'm just.
Now, listen to khaki idiot Stephen A. Smith.
Tell you how it feels some people, Stephen A. When you start calling people stupid or you start calling people saying that they're selfish and these things start going all over the internet, that creates a different narrative. And people start fighting back against that narrative. I'm just telling you how it is on the other side, Stephen A. I know you have your thoughts on how you see things.
What's the other side?
Now, Stephen A. Smith is a paid shill who's an absolute fool. But unfortunately, this is the mouthpiece that they're using.
What's the other side? The point is we're sitting here
being vaccinated, man. I'm just trying to tell you.
I didn't say you weren't. We're talking about a you're the one that took it there, Jay.
I give Jay Williams credit because Stephen A. Smith is nothing but a howl. He's a hyena.
Basketball player who signed on to play for the Brooklyn Nets that has left his team hanging.
Incorrect. There was no clause in Kyrie Irving's contract that told him he had to get a jab.
That's because of his own personal decision.
He's choosing to do that for him. And when you go through an unprecedented time in the history of this country, you have your own individual right to make your own decision about what you want to do for you and your family.
So I respect that right.
And once again, some of you may think this is dumb, and I completely respect whatever you think about that. I'm trying to tell you that this conversation would not have happened